A Question of Guilt by Frances Fifield, read by Rula Lenska. Foreword. Sylvie Bernard slept beside her husband, sharing his deep, untroubled sleep. They never argued. They were comfortable together in a small and luxurious house, like two curled cats in a tasteful basket. Michael Bernard turned over once per night, pushing aside the clutch of the duvet and the heat of his wife's body, and then slept again, happy. Flitting lightly, breathing heavily, Stanislaus Yaskovsky failed to admire the quality of the designer curtains as he moved across the garden. But he coveted the car in the driveway, pausing to stroke it as if it were alive, stung by its coldness. Sweat froze on his forehead, and his tongue moved constantly, licking the moisture from his upper lip. When he had planned a little more, this would be the real thing. Perfect, shocking. But not today. Some other more courageous day than this. And in daylight, even if he had not been so afraid of the dark, he would have craved the innocence of daylight. After that there would be no more nagging, and he would have been a hero once at least, providing for them all. A hunter, happier than he'd been ever since a child, and not often then. Georgian front door, elegantly screened from the road by the evergreens, made it easier. Stanislaus shivered, remembered the whiskey left in the car, and crept away. The tinted glasses he wore intensified the darkness, giving him the appearance of a sinister clown, a description which would have hurt, even enraged him as he strode away, relief increasing in proportion to his distance from the house. As he walked, he observed. Such a beautiful street, but the sight of those dignified buildings, fine windows, and impenetrable doors filled him with horror. What a noise he made. Next time he would wear soft shoes.